Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
I was just saying hi to my friends, Nick, but sure, we'll do a formal read-in. What's up, besties? Welcome to Pillows and Beer. I'm in Kansas City, back from my vacation, and I'm joined by Austin, who I don't recognize that house.
Yeah, I'm in Charlotte.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm in Charlotte. Been doing some shop hop things, but now I'm hanging out here for an extra day so I can go to the Hornets game tonight. Craig, I have some recommendations for you in Kansas City if you're going to be there for a minute.
You've been here before?
Yeah, so 2021, the Panthers reached out to me. And they're partners with, I think, American. I should know this. And they were trying to promote, you know, safe travel kind of thing, you know, in the wake of the pandemic. And they wanted to fly me and a friend out to KC for the football game. And, you know, they paid for our flight and lodging. And I was like, hell yeah. So I asked my dad to come. And my dad and I went to KC for a Carolina Panthers weekend, and we ate our way through, I mean, barbecue galore, Craig. Like, barbecue galore. So I have some recommendations for you.
Yeah, I mean, I have to try some Kansas City barbecue, so.
100%. I mean, that was like a highlight of going. I mean, Kansas City was a you know, lovely place. It was cold as hell. It wasn't, you know, negative 30 like it was, you know, for the Dolphins game, for God's sakes. But we found it fun. And, like, I almost want to go back just eat the barbecue. So the one off the top of my head, Craig, is called Q39 Barbecue. I highly recommend it. It's out of control. Out of control, good.
All right. Yeah, I'll definitely – I mean, I'm probably going to get it delivered. Okay. To my hotel, but I'll definitely do that. There's snow on the ground. I had to Google where Kansas City was when I was flying in. I mean, I just didn't know. I had no idea.
Wait. But you know that Kansas City is not in Kansas, right?
Right. So Nick's like shaking his head like it's crazy. It's smack dab in the middle of the country.
Smack dab in the middle. It's for all those besties listening. It's one of those things. Kansas City is in Missouri.
Yeah, did it's you like, know that, Nick?
Isn't it technically half in Missouri?
No, well, that's the Cincinnati one.
I'm actually looking at, you know, the map.
No, I think it's half Kansas, it half Kansas.
Like it
Missouri.
Is a little bit, but like it technically is in Missouri, I think everybody more says so that, than Kansas City, or yes, more so than Kansas.
Correct, but I think it's technically both.
It might be, because I'm looking at the map, you know, right now. It's like, it looks like a little bit of it is in freaking Illinois, for God's sakes.
Yeah, I get confused with like the colors.
No, it's not.
Why are the notifications on my new computer dinging? I get confused with the colors of the teams because I had to do the local news earlier and I was like, oh, everyone's in their like colors, you know, everyone's in their Chiefs gear, which for some reason I thought they lost, but I guess they didn't. Didn't
Craig,
they like
so, Craig, you are the worst Ravens fan ever.
No, well, I'm not the worst Ravens fan.
Won.
No, but the red team. Yeah, well, that would make me the worst football fan, not Ravens fan.
Okay.
But the red teams confuse me because there's the 49ers and they're the Chiefs, and I can't keep track of them. And I thought for some reason that the Bills beat the Chiefs, but I guess they lost at the end of the game. Is that correct?
Wide right.
Ooh, their kicker went wide right, which Bills fans are no stranger to. It's like a freaky little twilight zone. You know that the Bills, Craig, lost four Super Bowls in a row. Imagine that freaking heartbreak.
The Bills?
The Bills lost four Super Bowls in a row. Yeah, the 90s Bills.
They lost the Giants, the Redskins, and then Dallas twice.
Dude,
so you're good enough to get to the Super Bowl and then lose four times.
And then lose four times. And two of their years was, it's wide right. And then another year was like, it's wide left. So,
see, I'm just so lucky because we've had Justin Tucker for so long that if the kicker goes onto the field, you just count it as points, which a lot of teams out there cannot.
No. But the Chiefs can certainly say that same thing, dude. Their kicker has been automatic for them this year. So if it comes down to either one, you know, I mean, the kicker's going to make it.
I thought he missed a kick in the Bills game.
Oh, did he?
He did for the first. They jinxed him with the stat that they put up. He hadn't missed. Yeah, he hadn't missed inside like 40. And, you know, however many kicks.
What did you say today to the local news, Craig? What did you say that you know, you were like, oh, shit, whoops.
I was like, oh, well, you have to get me some colors, you know? Like, just saying, like, if everyone else is wearing Chiefs stuff, like, I'd like to participate. And then I was, like, walking with one of the women, you know, handler is just what they're called. One of my, like...
Yeah.
Like one of the women that's walking me around from the whole show. And I was like, wait, you guys don't play the Ravens, do you? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to not say that again.
You're like, good luck, Chiefs, unless they play the Ravens. And everyone's like, they are playing the Ravens.
Crap. It hit me. Yeah, it hit me like halfway through. So I didn't say anything too bad. And no, like it was just inclusive. But yeah, I'm in Kansas City for the first time. Local news is funny. I enjoy doing local news around the country. How was your 6:30 meeting? I saw your post and I was just like, this is absurd. But
okay, you know. Yeah. So I told this to Nick. So I show up, you know, I make a little joke to, you know, the head of sales, and him and I are buds. He's actually a fan of the show, you know, which helps. Actually, they sell Loverboy as well. So Kyle is aware of this because Kyle had to do it like a year ago. I made a joke and I was like, all right, well, what's on the docket, you know, this morning, right? I'm drinking some coffee and he's like, all right, well, you're up first. And I was like, I'm up first. Okay. What am I doing exactly? He was like, you know, you're presenting like in front of the, you know, so unbeknownst to me, a slideshow had been sent from my Tropop team to them. And so they had it all pulled up, you know, it was like a 6 slideshow. Right. And I was like, oh, okay. And he was like, you know, just talk about, you know, Tropop and this and that and the other. I was like, all right. So I got up there in front of, you know, 50 guys and just talked about, you know, the brand and how it was great to be back in Charlotte and things like that. And but I was not ready for it. Like, it was kind of like, all right, you're up. Here's the microphone. I was like, oh shit. Which I didn't have a microphone, but
like a class, it was class project, class presentation you didn't know about.
Yep. 100%. Which is fine. You know, man, because I've done it like 100 times. Right. So it wasn't like I didn't know what I was talking about. I just didn't know that I was doing it. I just didn't know that I was doing it. That was good. It was good.
That's
made me feel like accomplished as shit, Craig, by like, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning, right? I was like, I have had a full day. Well, hey, Craig, let's take a quick break.
We've partnered with today's sponsor, Five, to give you a free $40 bottle of their 5 Daily Buzz CBD gummies. All you have to pay is shipping and handling.
Each gummy contains 2 to 5 milligrams of THC, which is enough for you to feel it. I took some of these and it gave me a nice chill buzz. It felt just right.
Five is fully legal and ships to all 50 states. All of their products are third-party lab tested and CGMP and Hemp Authority certified, ensuring you are getting high quality and safe ingredients.
Visit 5cbd.com/pillowsandbeer and get your $40 bottle for free. Just pay shipping and handling. That's 5cbd.com/pillowsandbeer. FiveCBD.com/pillowsandbeer.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Everyone has a welcome to adulthood moment. Paying rent for the first time? Traumatic. Choosing your own healthcare provider? What's a PPO again? Getting booted from your parents' phone plan? Earth-shattering. I refuse to let that happen. It's a cruel world out there, paying an entire wireless bill by yourself. But with Mint Mobile, you don't have to go broke over it. For a limited time, phone plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month.
Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. All plans come with unlimited talk and text plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any mobile Mint plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get premium wireless service for just $15 a month.
To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/pillowsandbeer. That's mintmobile.com/pillowsandbeer. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/pillowsandbeer. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
What's up, besties? Welcome back to this week's episode of Pillows and Beer.
It's funny because I went. I feel like we just don't call things vacations that often. I don't think I've ever been busy enough to have to tell people that I'm on vacation. I think that's what it was. I've never had enough responsibility in my life that if I just disappeared for a couple of days that it would affect anyone. Because I think that's how I used to just be, which is terrible. But now that was my first 3 days off the grid, and it was nice. Aspen was lovely as always. It's a calm trip, and excited to hopefully go out there with you, Austin. What are you thinking? You think we're going to change locations for our ski trip or just stick with what we know?
I mean, once you said that to me, once you landed, it was so funny, besties, because Craig landed. He had been in Aspen for 12 hours and or less. And, you know, he called me or texted me, or I don't remember which one. He was like, hey, so I don't know why we would think about, you know, going kind of anywhere else. He was like, it's, you know, it feels like home here. And when you said that, Craig, it actually hit me. And I was like, you know what? If we tried to push going elsewhere, it might, you know, feel like that. It might feel like, oh, well, cool. We went to Utah, but we don't really know, the lay of the land, or we didn't get like a good, you know, location, or we didn't know where the rental shop was and all these things. And we just know that, Aspen.
That's because I texted you 12 hours prior. I was like, fuck Aspen. And I'm never coming here if I have to fly commercial again, because Paige and I got stuck in Denver, which if anyone's been to Aspen or a ski town that you have to fly to, getting stuck is no one's fault. You know, like last time we were in Aspen, Austin got stuck for a couple extra days. Like it just is what it is. But that is when it is the weather's fault. We get to Denver and I start getting these like rolling delays on my phone and to the tune from United that says, we are having trouble locating your crew or something. And I'm like, all right, I'm looking out the window. You know, fortunately I had paid for me and Paige to go into the club, because I was like, we were going to be there for 2 hours anyway. But the goal was to be able to ride that day. So we were supposed to get into Aspen at 12. So I'm looking out the window, clear skies. I'm like, all right, this is the one time that we flew in that we could be on our way to Aspen. So I go to the help desk and they're pretty honest at first. They're like, look, we have a flight from yesterday that hasn't flown out. So we're going to put your crew on that plane. It's got to fly to Aspen, then fly back and then take you guys. And I was like, why? And they're like, well, there wasn't a crew hired for that flight. And so we're giving them yours. So this is when I'm starting to get like, all right, so this is a like United's fault. Like this is like a, like you guys just didn't schedule anyone. And they're like, well, technically it's SkyWest, you know, it's not our airline. And I'm like, well, yeah, but I booked through you guys. But they're like, hey, good news is you're getting out just 2 more hours. Because I was like, hey, am I going to drive? Like, if you tell me now, I can still get there. So 2 more hours comes and it's like, your flight's now delayed till 4:30. And so I go back to the help desk and I'm like, what's actually going on? And the guy's like, at this point, you do not have a crew. There's no crew for your flight. And we're trying to call people to see if they'll work it. He's like, I'm not supposed to tell you that, but.
What was Paige doing? I will. You know, was Paige agitated, or was she like, Craig, you know, figure this shit out? Or was she just like, Craig, stop bothering them? Or like, what was her whole mentality through this whole thing?
She was, she got to be an iPad kid. She just watched her shows on her iPad and she wasn't really like, I would come back and kind of like bitch and like, she just didn't care. She was just laying like on the couch. Like the Sky, like the United Club was comfortable. I didn't get like agitated. I was just like, I had to remind myself that it's a blessing to get to Aspen that day, you know? So I was like, well, fuck it. If you can get there by dinner, that's luckier than having to stay in the hotel. So then they were like, you know, they basically found, they paid like a pilot or something overtime to come in. It was just that they like forgot to hire a crew. We ended up taking off at 4:30. So we got there at 5:30 and Spencer had a driver set up and we were there by 6. So nothing to complain about. But in that time, oh no, this is what happened. Then I fly into Aspen and they've got one crew working, one baggage crew, and there's 2 flights in front of ours. So I'm like at the airport for an hour before I get into the car. And I was just in a bad mood from traveling. And so I texted Austin and I was like, we're going somewhere else. Like, I'm not dealing with this shit. And then it was the next day, I think. Okay. And we went and we went to like the mountain bar that we love and then rode down. And I was like, yeah, we're not going anywhere else. Like this place is awesome. And like our friends are there and, so I think it would be fun to take Kyle, take some of our other buddies out there.
Which I already asked. I already asked, by the way. And our buddy that we went with last year is like in annual Aspen trip, locked and loaded. It was like awesome. But to kind of add to the end of your story, yes, Craig had mentioned that last year I got stuck in Aspen. And I remember that I posted it and I was like, my flight got canceled and everyone was like, world's tiniest violin, dude, you know, you're in Aspen, you know, you're riding, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, I could have been in a worse place. It was a first world problem for sure. But when you want to get out, you know, it's like, I wanted to leave so badly because I had somewhere else to be. I had people to meet with. And yeah, I got stuck there for another 36 hours. And me and the buddy that we were with had to eventually, which we should have done the day prior because he had to be somewhere as well. We should have rented a car, and which we ended up doing. And we just hightailed it to Denver. I think it was like
how a 3.5 hour
ride.
Yeah, was it a real shitty drive, or was it just like okay?
It was snowing, Craig. It was snowing, so we definitely hit some traffic. So, you know, maybe it was like a 3 hour ride, and the 3 hour ride ended up taking like 3.5 hours. And I was like, oh boy, I was like, we are about to, you know, miss our flights and shit. So we got stuck in Aspen because there was too much snow, which, like, well, I said, could have been worse. It could have been a worse place to be stuck, but we just want to get the hell out of there at that point. And Craig actually had a flight the next day and got out prior to me and my other buddy that had a flight. So like his flight was on time, but all the flights that I'm doing a lot of hand movements, but all the flights that were, you know, canceled and stuff, it was like a pain in the ass to try to rebook and all this stuff. And so yeah, getting out of a small little ski town can be perilous.
Your trickle down effect though helped me because it started dumping and I was on the mountain and I was supposed to like snowboard down to the house, but I was already packed. And I was like looking at this snow and I was like, you need to leave, Craig. Like you need to go. You do not want to get trapped in Aspen. I mean, only cause I had, you know, the show in Kansas City, but, I got to see Jack, Matroni, our buddy Jack, that's been on the podcast.
In Aspen?
Yeah. Cause he was staying at Hotel Jerome. And so Paulina and Paige were there.
No way.
Shopping or like had stopped there. So me and Dustin rode into town to meet them. And I texted or I called Jack and I said, hey, are you at your hotel? And he was like, yeah. And I said, come on down for a drink. And so he came down and had a drink at J Bar with us. And the last time we were there was at his wedding.
Yeah. Oh man, that's awesome. Why didn't you send me a picture with Jack?
Because I'm so bad at taking pictures that I don't even have any pictures with Paige. And the fact that I didn't take a selfie with Jack is so stupid. And Hannah texted me and was like, what? And then we didn't get a chance to ride together, but I would have liked to. Like, he was showing me videos of him doing tricks. And I was like, you'd be proud of me, Austin. I got some videos for you.
Okay, good.
I hit a bunch of boxes, hit a bunch of rail, or no, one rail.
Oh, and you went in the park, Craig.
At the last day, just because Spencer's like, Craig, it's time. And so I was jumping good, and I was like, Austin will be – like my timidness is starting to leave me a little more.
I love it.
So I'm excited to go with y'all. I don't think I could live in the mountains, man. I'm not going to lie. Like your body like is so dry and like brittle. Yep. Like I was like, I love vacationing and snowboarding, but like I made the decision when people say beach or mountains, like at the end of the day, I'm a beach kid.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like living in the mountains 24/7 is not as glamorous as one might think. And, you know, granted, I only lived in the mountains for, you know, 2 years. So I'm not talking that I'm like a grizzled vet or anything like that. But, you know, you wake up in the morning, you got to wipe, you know, the snow and ice off your car. And yes, it's so dry and, you know, it messes with you constantly. And, you know, every morning, you know, you have to like, you know, clear out, you know, your nose and everything just to breathe properly. And I also think that, you know, just being tan and shirtless is probably the way that I would go if I had a choice. You know, if someone was like, the red button or the blue button, do you want to be tan and shirtless all the time? Or do you want to live in the mountains and bubble? You know, I think that I would do the tan and shirtless route, which I've never said before.
Yeah, but no, you haven't ever said that before. Yeah. And I agree with you, but man, am I excited to ride with you. We, We all stayed at the lower house this year. They redid it. And like right where me and you got the winter house offer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Sitting in that little corner spot.
Yes.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
That's where we hung for most of the time, and then they put in an oxygen system into the house. So, like, you know how you used to, like, put it the oxygen machine in your nose?
Yep.
Now, when you walk into the house, it's like a Vegas casino, and it's like it pumps oxygen into the home.
They're pumping in oxygen. Nice. I wonder how much of that cost to do. Well, hey, Craig, let's take a quick break, and when we get back, we will continue to hang out.
Everyone loves a good family mystery, especially one with as many twists and turns as June's journey. Step into the role of June Parker and search for hidden clues to uncover the mystery of her sister's murder. Engage your observation skills to quickly uncover key pieces of information that lead to chapters of mystery, danger, and romance. Where will each new chapter take you?
Escape to a bygone age of mystery, danger, and romance as you immerse yourself into the world of June's journey. A hidden object mystery mobile game that puts your detective skills to the test. Play as June Parker and investigate beautifully detailed scenes of the 1920s whilst uncovering the mystery of her sister's murder. With hundreds of mind-teasing puzzles, the next clue is always within reach. June's Journey is a hidden object mystery game with a captivating detective story taking you back to the glamour of the 1920s with a diverse cast of characters. Each new scene takes you further through a thrilling murder mystery story that sets the main protagonist, June Parker, on a quest to solve the murder of her sister and uncover her family's many secrets. Me personally, I love to play this when I'm waiting in the airport or in the Uber when I'm going out to meet Craig down on Shem Creek.
Can you crack the case? Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. June needs your help, detective. Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
What's up, besties? Welcome back to this week's episode of Pillows and Beer. We have Craig back. We have Craig back on the podcast. Craig is downloading us on his time in Aspen. Very excited to go out there. We are convincing Kyle. I was at Corey's gym, Craig. I was at Corey's gym here in Charlotte. I've actually been three times, and you know he's been working out with me.
Three times?
Yeah, nice. Three times, man. I'm trying to keep it going. You know, it's like just because I'm out of town doesn't mean that I'm not going to work out. I'm like trying to keep it going in the new year.
That's awesome.
I mentioned it to Corey, and Corey was like, "All right, man, when?" And I'm like, dude, that already sounds like a no, but I mentioned it to him. I think that we'll have like four or five people, man, to come with us to Aspen, which would be rad. So
if you're working out that much, how's the drinking? Are you like, do you see that it affects your like desire to have wine at the end of the night or no?
No. I mean, because what I'm doing, you know, I know that you use the app, Craig, but what I'm doing is I'm just like at the end of the night, like I count, right? I count my drinks and I'm like, okay, you had one at dinner. Okay. Two at dinner. And then one prior to leaving. And then one at the end of the night when you got back, I'm like, okay, man, four, you know, drinks or whatever in like a 5-hour span. So, I feel like going to the gym, I reward myself, right? I'm like, okay, well, like, you should have some wine, right? I'm not trying to drink beer at the moment and things like that. So
yeah, you earn your drinks.
Yes, absolutely. So it is making me conscious. It's making me conscious of like, okay, like, you just had a glass of wine. You don't need to have three at dinner. Like, why don't you just like drink slowly and have two? And so that's what I'm trying to
do. Yeah, I was just saying like the calorie conscious portion sometimes. Cause like someone on the mountain was like, cause I was drinking, like I'd have a beer and I'd be like, but I'm doing so much physical activity. And someone was like, you're burning at least over, like easily over 5,000 calories being out here. That's
probably
all day.
True.
Damn. And I do want to say shout out if, Paige got on the mountain and did really well. Huck rode with her. She got to go to Gwen's and everything. So we got to get her skiing a little more, but I have a feeling that it's going to be a guy's trip out in Aspen. I mean, if they wanted to come, great, but yeah, it's going to be fun to ride with, Kyle and stuff, but that was my ADD's part. Sorry. Tell me about Corey's gym and like working out with him. Is it like an Instagram influencer gym? Like, do you walk in and you just have like pre-workout on tap and you like get jacked up? Like, what's the feeling in there? Cause I want to go.
Yeah. So first off, I mean, like, no matter what, you know, opening a business is a big deal, and this is his third gym. So I just couldn't give him like enough props. And I was like, are you like the sole owner of this gym, or is it like you and like a group? He was like, it's me, dude. It's me. I was like, wow, you know, congrats, man, because it is a big space. Like, it's a huge space, Craig. It is. So I asked him this as well, right? And he said that, you know, he did some interviews and stuff when he was in Charlotte, and he was like, it's not an influencer gym. So he does not want it to be known as that, but like, it kind of is. You know, you walk in, it's like a bunch of like his artwork, you know, his, you know, tagging and you know, graffiti. And it's like, you know, you walk in and it says, and as you're walking to the back part of the gym, dude, there's this, you know, big old painting that's like 6 feet by 4 feet that says, enjoy your fucking workout, you know? and then you walk through this, like, you know, man, tunnel of lights. And it's super, you know, freaking Instagram worthy. And I mean, the clientele that is there is certainly like, you know, cute girls wearing, you know, booty shorts that are like, you know, serious about, you know, doing their lifts and giving, you know, their pelvic thrusts. And, you know, the guys are wearing tanks and tatted. And,
does everyone have those headphones on? Everyone's got the real headphones.
Absolutely.
On. Yeah.
And, you know, Corey is pumping. I mean, he's pumping in music, you know? So I didn't have one, you know, man, because, Corey and I were working out together. And, yeah, man, it was, you know, really cool. And I was like, how many members do you have? You know, he's been open for like a month or two and he has like 600 members, you know? And
oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Their goal is to have like 2,000. Right. Because he said that at his Clemson location, you know, they have 1,200 at his Greenville location. They have like 1,000. And he was like, so Charlotte, you know, we're hoping for. And I was like, dude, that's a lot, you know? And he kept on trying to be like, dude, you know, like, it's normally busier than this. And I'm like, dude, you don't have to like impress me. Like, I'm already like impressed that you have this open. So that was cool. And so shout out to Corey and Core 24 for, you know, hosting me for a couple of days and letting me lift. I was probably, you know, the weakest guy in there. And like, we go to the gym, you know, regularly, Craig. So,
right.
I didn't feel out of place, but, you know, and everyone in there is like, wah! You know, not to persuade anyone who lives in Charlotte to not go there, because it's actually a dope ass gym. And like, it, you know, pretty
it looks,
people
I was
there and things. So,
yeah, it looks like a fun place, Instagram worthy. I didn't realize if it was big or not because I didn't know if it was like what I couldn't tell from the pictures, but I was like, this place looks huge. So
I think the size of like the gymnasium.
Yeah, I've been to his other gyms. Oh, awesome. And it's like, yeah, it's fun. It's got everything you need. I can't wait to get to Charlotte. And I feel like it pushes you like being in a gym like that pushes you. It like does. It's not intimidating. I mean, it can be, but you're just like,
it was,
everyone's going to help you.
It honestly wasn't, you know, and I've gone to gyms before where I felt like intimidated, you know, and, you know, I mean, everyone was all smiles and, you know, saying, you know, what up to each other and things like that. And I thought that that aspect of it was cool.
Did you guys get to hang like outside of the gym?
We're going to the Hornets game tonight together, actually.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So when I went in today, he was like, I actually have tickets. I was like, hell yeah, let's go to the Hornets game. So, you know, he is busying himself with, you know, work in the gym and such. And so I was like, come on, man, let's get you out of the house kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, no, that's great. I saw that Nick was writing about the AI girls. Have you guys talked about this? Because I wish I was better at coding.
No,
because
we have not.
So there's basically girls on Instagram who have hundreds of thousands of followers, and they also have OnlyFans.
Making money. I just saw this too.
And they're not, but they're not real.
People like us.
Yeah. And like, you can't tell. Like, you can if
you look really close.
Look really close. But like, their OnlyFans, everything looks like a real person. And I was like, this is amazing. Like, and like, then they have AI chatbots talking to the people. I mean, it sucks because there isn't a disclaimer. So there are probably people out there that think that they're in a relationship with these people. And some people would be like, well, that's their fault for being stupid. But it's like, no, it's not. Some people are sheltered and naive. And like, if a pretty girl's talking to them, they're going to be excited. But
I'm sorry, man, but like, how stupid can you be? I'm sorry.
Well,
like,
some people are also into that.
I have to say there.
I mean, there's people over in Asia that are like dating robots over people.
Yeah, but I'm saying like that's
yes,
a
this
choice.
Yes, no, you're getting scammed. Yeah, yeah. There are dumb. Well, that's why they make them, Austin. There's that many dumb people.
They are dating robots over people, Nick, because they are unable to make a connection with a human being.
I don't know. If the robot looks real enough and they likes me 100% of the time, I could sign up for that.
Ryan Gosling,
really, you would choose a robot
AI girl?
If she looked like some of these like AI girls and and loved me 100% of the time, sign me up, Craig.
Nick, hold on. So what you're saying, but like, it's not like an actual physical thing that you can touch.
I'm saying the robot version. If you can make like the robots look like these AI girls.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Like if it was a real person, but it wasn't real and it didn't have a soul, you would be fine with
sign me right up.
I don't even know what that is.
Nick, but I shouldn't be surprised by this information from you.
Wait, Ryan Gosling was getting catfished?
No. In you know, the movie, I mean, the futuristic movie, it was a remake, Nick, man. What's it called?
Oh,
he, like, literally dated.
It's not a remake, it's a sequel, Blade Runner.
Yeah. Blade Runner. He's like in love with like an actual piece of AI, and it's like a freaking hologram, and it's like, you know, his girlfriend and yeah. I mean, so Nick, if it was like a hologram like that, would you date?
No.
Okay. No. You need like, I mean,
I need
physical touch and like
connection at some point.
If like you're getting catfished and you are paying a bunch of money for an AI model on OnlyFans to do stuff, or if you think that, yeah, you're dating one and like, you know, you're emptying out your wallet, then like, oh my God.
I also just feel bad. I think it's like scammy to girls that actually try to make money on OnlyFans and on Instagram because it's, you're saturating the market with BS. It's fake. It's like using steroids as an athlete.
Well, the OnlyFans should maybe, you know, the
porn market
sorry,
is not
sister,
saturated.
Move it or lose it. Yeah.
Like, it's just not there. It will be the most in-demand thing that exists, drugs and like naked people.
Sex but, sells, man.
If you think you might be dating an AI robot, please email us at boys at Pills and Beer, and I will debunk.
I think they're now saying that they have to hashtag AI in, like, they'll do it like in the last hashtag. It'll be like hashtag AI. I've started to notice. So I wonder if Meta's cracking
I've started to notice, Nick.
Yeah.
Well, I've got interest.
I've in perusing OnlyFans.
Not OnlyFans, no, Instagram.
Some of these
algorithm is hooked on AI girls.
Yes, it's all hooked on AI shit. It's like that video I sent you of them doing the real life Batman stuff, where they're now using like Wi-Fi routers to like map rooms with people in it.
Oh, sketch.
There was something, damn it, there was something else that I just saw, and it was like, oh, people are going to start calling these people conspiracy theorists, but it's real. Oh,
here we go.
They were saying, I mean, my algorithm, this is coming from Craig Conover's algorithm, so take it for what it is, was saying, do not, you know, do the DNA testing for your family trees, because now they can make a DNA weapon, like a biological weapon for like an individual. And basically, yeah, if they inject you with this, like, it'll break your DNA, like, you know, sequence, and you'll die.
Whoa,
I was reading the other side of this, because Neil deGrasse Tyson talked about this, but he was saying this is how they're going to be able to like cure any disease, because they'll pretty soon be able to just basically make a, you know, antibiotic or whatever just for you. Like, it'll fix you instantly. If it's cancer, whatever, they'll basically be able to make every person their own medicine. But I guess they could also kill you doing that, too, if you go Craig's route. I'm going the happy route on my feed.
This just makes me think of South Park. Even when Randy, you know, hires the Indian guy to make out with him, dude, prior to swabbing his DNA to send it into 23andMe. So that it'll come back that he's like a quarter Indian. And so he keeps like on calling him over to make out with him, and finally the Indian like even falls in love with him, and he's like, he tries to introduce Randy to his parents. He's like, what? No, we're not in a relationship. Get out of here.
And then he pulls him back and like kisses him again.
Yeah. And he's like, well, we're gonna take a blood sample. He's like, oh god. And he like, you know, runs back outside, and he's like, you need to enter me. Oh my god. God. South Park does not hit or does not miss.
Have you guys watched the new Ted yet?
No. But I've seen clips from it.
It's so funny.
Oh, it is?
Good. It's so funny. Good. It's Seth MacFarlane being like OG, like Family Guy stuff. It's essentially like live action, like Family Guy jokes.
He's like actually a genius. Yeah. So if he's writing it, then it's got to be funny as shit.
Oh, it's so funny. And he does not hold back. I'm sure there's some people that don't find it funny, but there is no one's safe in that show. Let's just
look at South Park. I mean, yeah, South Park has made an absolute career on just dogging everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm waiting for them to make like a Vanderpump episode. I mean, shit, Craig, if they ever dogged us, I'd be like, oh my God, we absolutely made it. You know, they have.
No, that, like, I mean, that, yeah. Like, I mean, it's be careful what you wish for, but yes, you're like, I would make it. But Jersey Shore, they did. I'm surprised they haven't done like Housewives.
Vanderpump or something. Yeah. Oh my god, they would destroy them. I looked up, you know, the Kansas City, you know, barbecue, because I know that some people in Kansas City or something are gonna be like, Craig, you know, go here. And so I just wanna insert my top three to you, Craig, to get some chatter going, perhaps from our besties. But I'm gonna say Q39, Arthur Bryant's, and Jack Stack Barbecue. Get barbecue from one of those places and let me know what you think. Investees out there, I want you to correct me on my top three list, but I think that it goes in that order. Q39, Arthur Bryant's, and Jack Stack. But that's just me.
I wrote them down.
Good. Ooh, dude. There are some wings at Q39 called the best wings in the world. So how do you not order those with a name like that?
And when will you be back in Charleston?
I'm going back there tomorrow because you and I got to be in New York on Sunday. So I'm going back to Charleston.
We have our bar crawl.
Yep.
What time's our bar crawl start?
Our bar crawl starts, I think that Keith said at 1:32. Because when the first game is
3:00.
Okay. Okay. So then it might be like a 230.
Are you doing all like Keith's bars or just
five bars? And so our bar crawl is going to begin, I think, at Hair of the Dog, and then it goes to Off the Wagon, and then Three Sheets, and then I can't remember, and then Downtown Social is where it ends. So if I had to guess, if the first game begins at 3, then like we're going to show up to Hair of the Dog at like 2:30.
Yeah, so come see us in New York City. Follow, by the way, the Instagram account. That's our new bar in Charleston. We'll be opening in a couple of months, which we're pumped about.
Super cool.
And then we got our show coming up in Phoenix.
I'm going to have Trop Hop at every stop of our bar crawl on Sunday. So for those besties asking, I have beer at every stop. Cannot wait to do that. And then, yeah, as Craig just said, our show in Phoenix next Thursday, for God's sakes. The name of the place, Nick?
Stand Up Live, Phoenix, Arizona. Doors open at 6. Showtime is at 7.
It's going to be fun.
Exciting.
I'm pumped.
I am pumped because when we finished our last show in New York, you know, Craig and I kind of looked at each other and we were laughing and we were like, our show is hitting and, you know, the tour's done. So we're very excited about the run of show that we have for everyone in Phoenix.
All right, guys. Well, it's good to be back. Pillows and Beer, pillowsandbeer.com. Check out our merchandise, our tour schedule, which only consists of Phoenix right now. Follow us on Instagram. Buy Trop Hop beers and buy Sewing Down South pillows. But yeah, bar crawl this weekend.
1:28. Hair of the Dog, 2 p.m. We'll see you there.
Peace.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
What's up, Pillows and Beers listeners? I'm Reality Steve. If you're a fan of The Bachelor and all things pop culture, reality TV, you should check out my show, The Reality Steve Podcast, a daily show about The Bachelor, other reality TV shows you may be watching right now. I definitely throw in a lot of Taylor Swift talk and so much more. Search Reality Steve on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.